Harper Perennial and Harper Audio present Dress Code, Unlocking Fashion from the New Look to Millennial Pink by Veronique Hyland. Read by Jennifer Jill Araya. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/dresscode. The enhancement contains a list for further reading. For my mother, the only it girl I recognize. Introduction. When I was 14, I made a pilgrimage to see a dress. It was by Yoji Yamamoto, a white gown dubbed the secret dress, with a hoop skirt and zip-away compartments from which the runway model unfurled a cardigan, hat, and gloves. I just wanted to look at it up close as a piece of engineering. The salespeople could tell that I wasn't exactly in the market for the dress. I looked about 11 years old at the time. They made the quick calculations that I was probably not a wealthy avant-garde child bride and very politely asked me to take a large step back. It was my first close encounter with runway fashion that didn't come through either the pages of a magazine or a computer screen. I've always been fixated on this strange, perverse little world, to the point where I made a career out of it. I'm probably, at this point, an incurable case. I never really know what to say when people tell me they don't care about fashion, or that it doesn't affect them. They wear all black. They just wear hoodies or yoga pants everywhere. They can't be bothered. The first assertion may be true. You certainly don't have to care about fashion. The same way you don't have to care about contemporary fiction, the art world, SoundCloud rap, or making your own sourdough bread. The difference between those realms and fashion, of course, is that with fashion, you have no choice but to opt in. Even if you're reading this in a nudist colony, you'll probably have to put on clothes at some point to, like, go to the DMV. And yet, fashion is still too often seen as superficial, as trivial, or only taken seriously as an art form when it's the most rarefied of couture. Even if your wardrobe is as dark as Lydia Dietz's soul, even if you exclusively wear athleisure, even if you consciously don't put a lot of thought into what you put on your body, which, to be clear, is perfectly fine, I am here to tell you that you are making a statement of some kind. Even being anti-fashion is, in itself, a fashion statement. Ultimately, fashion isn't so much a choice as a system that we all live under and are behaving in reaction to, like the weather, the Kardashians, or late capitalism. Some of the dismissal of fashion comes from a place of sexism, mixed with homophobia. Straight men are by far the most likely to tell me that they think fashion is for shallow people. No one thinks it's shallow to care about sports, cars, or video games. But fashion is still seen as a frivolous domain, mainly because it's long been considered the domain of women and gay men. Thankfully, that attitude is dying out, and more straight men are embracing la mode. Have you seen the lines outside Supreme? The other, more defensible critique is that it's a shallow and elitist industry that, like the snottiest of high school cliques, excludes people who don't fit in. And that is not entirely false. The industry as a whole has a long way to go when it comes to fully embracing racial and size diversity, among many other forms of diversity. The clothes shown on runways are often expensive and can seem irrelevant to one's everyday life. Trying to emulate the trends seen there can be intimidating. What if I'm wearing the wrong thing? What if I make a mistake? Do these culottes look dumb? At one point in my life, shortly before the Yoji pilgrimage, I shared this view. In high school, I was
Sample complete. Ready to continue?